Like dancing, and so do I, but I'm not going to kick off with anything too dramatic this morning. Rather, a gentle conversation would be in order, I think. My special guest, Spoo Mgoni from Street Lit. Welcome to the Dave Charles Show, Spoo.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And we're going to be talking a little bit about Street Lit and what it's all about, because I think it's fair to say that there are many folk that enjoy a good read, and also, I think quite a few collectors have discovered that you've got some really special books that have been gently pre-loved, and some of them in remarkably good condition. And they're at Street Lit, available at prices that are extraordinarily good, which I'm sure is probably to your detriment, but to the consumer's joy. So tell us where it all began.
So my journey with Street Lit... Okay, so first of all, Street Lit is an NPO that seeks to empower homeless people or people on the verge of homelessness by equipping them with skills to start their own businesses, selling books. And it was started by the Dennis Haley Center, which is a huge organization in Durban that seeks to help homeless people, providing them with food, shelter, sanitation, that kind of stuff. So it started with just a series of bad decisions. In my 20s, I made a lot of bad decisions, ended up homeless at times, got involved with drugs. So that's a bit of my background, which led me to coming across this organization. So when I decided to change my life, I came across Street Lit, and so began selling books on the streets, flea markets, anywhere I could sell my books. And eventually I got invited here by the Lifestyle Center, and they gave me space to sell my books.
You sound like what used to be called a Model C student, graduate. Your English is extraordinarily good, and clearly you've had a good education. Where did you go to school?
Not really, actually. I taught myself English by reading and then watching TV. So I went to school in my neighborhood. It's basically a semi-township. I went to school with just black people, you know, Zulu-speaking people. And when I noticed that the English wasn't very good, I took it upon myself to learn it. So I just started watching TV and reading magazines and newspapers. And
very interesting, that's because how I learned. For many people that learn English from television end up with a slightly American accent.
True.
you haven't gone that route, which is lovely. So you found yourself at a crossroads, and you took the decision to take a short left, if you like, into a better outcome. That couldn't have been easy, though.
I mean, it wasn't easy. But looking back now, I learned a lot from my past experiences, and strangely enough, I'm glad I went through what I went through, you know, because I'll never make the same decisions again, you know. It taught me to be a more responsible and level-headed person, yeah.
Now let's talk about the commercial application. So you had an opportunity to get involved in the retail of secondhand books. Where do the books come from?
Most of them are donated. So we have our own bookshop in Durban, where we take donations from all over KZN, and we also from. After a while, we learned to source the books from different locations, you know, hospices, charity shops, secondhand bookshops.
So are you part of that selection committee?
It's we just so basically, because Street Lit has about 20 guys, 20 vendors. So we basically go to the bookshop and select whatever books that fit our market, and then we buy them from our bookshop. So that's how it works. People donate the books through our bookshop, and then us vendors, we go and buy them
at a
reasonable price. Mm-hmm. And then we sell.
Okay.
Yeah.
If anyone listening to this has a collection of books, and I'm sure that many folk find themselves in the position where space is an issue, weight is an issue, and they want to downsize, but they've got some good books and they don't want to throw them away, because effectively that is what happens to many, sadly.
Yeah, true.
Or they get donated to a charity shop where people really don't have a clue in terms of the value of them or particularly care.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a mechanism where people could get hold of your vendor center? In other words, the store that buys the books from the public or that takes them in as donations and sells them onto you. How does one access that?
Okay, there are two ways. One, you can find our contact details online by Googling Street Lit Dennis Haley Center. Or if you are around the area, if you live around Palito, it's easy as you just drop them off in my shop and I can do with them as I please. So typically people just come to the bookshop and drop them off there, because Durban is far.
Exactly. Just as a sort of wrap up, what are some of the books that you have in store at the moment that are particularly interesting?
So I typically focus on the classics. So I guess it's a bit niche. So I focus on the classics because I find that it's easier to get your contemporary books, bestsellers. So the classics are much harder to find, mm-hmm. or to source. So I go out and just buy good classics, okay. and I just sell them in my shop. So what I've noticed is that people who are looking for classics, they usually come to me now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm becoming known for the guy who has
classics. And I know that you have also been known to sell some quite interesting Africana, and I'm talking about South African history.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my friends is a collector who was delighted to find a number of extremely good works in Street Lit in Belita. I have managed to find a really good Dickens in Street Lit, which was in beautiful condition. I don't think anyone ever read it. They just acquired it. I am reading it.
Appreciate that.
And there is a treasure trove of really fine books available at prices that are honestly, compared to the real commercial hard edge of the collector trade, well, this is an absolute gift. Mm-hmm. But not only is it a gift for you, it's keeping guys like my guest, Spoo Mguni, fed and watered, as they say in the classics, you know.
Yeah.
It's a livelihood. It's a lifestyle that helps people to turn lives around for the better. Mm. What is your five-year plan, Spoo, in conclusion? Where do you see yourself going?
So aside from selling books, I guess I could call myself an aspiring writer. So I've published a few short stories in the past, and I'm currently working on a novel, a debut novel. So I mean, it would be a dream of mine to just leave off writing, you know. But it's not an easy career path. So I'm just hoping I could support myself selling books while pursuing writing.
Sounds like a noble aspiration, and I wish you huge success.
I
look forward to continuing the conversation. We're in the same center, the Lifestyle Center in Belito, where you'll find all sorts of excitement at the studios precinct. There's the gallery, there's a great coffee shop, there are wonderful stores, many of them commercial clothing and retail, but in the heart of it is Street Lit. It's a treasure chest of bespoke books, and my guest Spoo available to to chat to, to consult to. I no doubt will point you in the right direction if you're looking for something specific. And I thank you, Spoo, for joining me on the Dave Charles Show. This will be up as a podcast if you've missed most of it or if you want to share it. And also, there will be a little video clip going up shortly so that you can see what a good-looking pair we make.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure.